Welcome, travelers. We're aware that your journey was difficult, but prepare to have your questions answered, for you have been granted an audience with the Masters of Modern.
And welcome back to Masters of Modern. I am your host, Alex Kessler, here with my co-host, Ben Bateman.
What's up, guys? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving!
Week.
You know, I'm happy about this holiday because I'm so morally, I'm morally against people that celebrate Christmas before Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving time. It's time
right.
to celebrate Thanksgiving.
We've got to be in on this right now, you
right.
know?
And people often complain that, you know, there aren't enough Thanksgiving songs. So this episode, we have special musical guest from last week. Josh Kim is back.
Hey.
I was going to play the guitar, and then I was like walking back from the restroom and heard him playing the guitar, and I was like, you should just play the guitar. And that was that's literally what happened. So
secret mystery, we recorded this last week.
Yeah.
So today's our Thanksgiving episode. It's going to be a little bit shorter. Part of it is just thanking you guys and making a few announcements that we kind of decided upon that will be kind of taking place more for next year. That a little bit involved the Patreon and everything else. So I guess to kind of start everything off, make sure to follow us on Twitter at the MMCast.
At the MMCast. I'm Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Kat Swiley. Josh?
What?
And so kind of to get really into it, we've had a Patreon for the last year, and we've had some ups and downs with it. It's been doing decently, and it's been helping us pay for a lot of stuff, but we kind of have realized we made some mistakes. You know, we aren't... one of the issues we ran into is we've created this system and we created the swag box. And kind of the purpose behind that swag box was to kind of give you guys cool content while also being able to take a little bit higher of a price point in donations. And the limitation we ran into is that there's not that many things out there to make customizable that don't just evolve into like crappy shirts or like hats
right.
or like
we did
things.
A few and there were some really interesting ones, but what we've basically come up with is going forward with the swag box, it will still exist. However, what we're going to do now is occasionally it will have Masters of Modern on it. Like if we find something that we think is an amazing way to have Masters of Modern, we'll do that. Otherwise, it's going to be an actual functional, cool item that we would use. Something like that we're behind that we
right.
think is rad that we are like, if you guys are kind of in on what we talk about and what we do and how we live with this podcast, what like our sense of humor, you will like the things that we like. And that's essentially what you should be buying into with the swag box. We're never going to send you something dumb.
Yeah,
but
it's always something we would use. And it's always, you know, it's kind of, and maybe it's magic related. Most of the time it'll be magic related, but sometimes it might be like, you know, Ben wears suits and everything. So it might be like a cool tie we find that Ben's wearing, or like, you know, it'll be have a lot of cool different features and functionalities, but it's really meant to be something like kind of the lifestyle of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to sort of move. When we had a partnership that we worked out with DMTW Clothing, which we had a really cool playmat. We came out with those guys. And the whole conversation about all that was that we wanted to sort of turn those products and that partnership into sort of a lifestyle brand. And I think what we're trying to do now with the swag box is kind of to reflect those same ideals, because there's no point in us just sending you guys innumerable numbers of playmats and sleeves. You guys, you know.
Right. And this allows us, and the other side of that is what we kind of ran into was the problem is we'd always kind of tell you what you got after you got it, which didn't really encourage people to kind of get involved versus now where now we could be like, all right, so this would be the month of November, we'll be giving away this. So if you donate during the month of November, by the end of November, at the first date of December when you kind of get it, that's the object you're getting. So we can tell you kind of ahead of time versus before where it's like, oh, last month people got Geists and Spellskites. This month we don't know what you'll get.
Right. And I think the most important thing to remember here, guys, is that a lot of the progress we've been able to make with this podcast has come from you guys helping us out with the Patreon.
Right.
And obviously, the swag box costs $50 a month, so there's a big investment there on your part. But what you're really doing with that is you're helping us keep this podcast going, and you're being really, really awesome as far as our fans and being a part of this world that we've entered into. And we're not selling you something for $50. That's not what it is. But maybe it's something that you find out is really cool that you would be thrilled to have. And you can get it by helping out the podcast you listen to every week, which I think is
right.
kind of the idea there for us. The one other detail with that to point out that's very important is we promised a lot of international shipping early on, which we ran into some issues, and we were trying to do like 3 months at a time worth of items. It got a little messy. We didn't want to have to make people wait 3 months to get their items. So the way we're going to do it going forward is, unfortunately...
And by going forward, starting in January.
January 1st. For the swag box items, it will have to be a higher price for an international shipped item. I think rather than a $50, I think it'll be $85 because our international shipping is about $30 per package to Australia and some of the other places that we were sending. And that's just what we're going to have to go with. We totally understand that's very expensive. And it's we promise you we're not pocketing the money, the shipping money. It just is what it is. And we just want to, we do want to make it available. We completely understand that's a lot of money. So.
And this is definitely open to feedback from you guys. Like, if you guys think of cool things you want to do with and you want to interact with us in cool ways, we're completely open to ideas. We're still going to keep the deck tech, kind of deck doctor features of the Patreon. We're still going to be kind of be a part of that community. And hopefully by raising money, we can use that money to also become a little bit more engagement with the community.
Yeah, and then I think the one other thing and the last thing to talk about is a little bit of a state of the union with the podcast. We've done 100 and... I think this is like 100.
This will be 110, I think.
Will this 110?
I think it will be.
Oh, geez. Wow. So with that being said, guys, we've sat at these mics and talked about Modern for a long, long time. Recently, we introduced the news segment, which you guys have responded really positively to, and that's just trying to kind of stay a little bit more up on what's going on in Magic for you.
We've launched musical guests.
Yeah. boom. But the last thing is that we know there's a lot of value in having conversations with big qualified Magic professionals, people that design the game, people that play the game professionally, and hearing them talk. We did more of that in the early days. We haven't done as much of it in the last 6 months, and we're really going to make an effort in 2017 to do more of that, to have more guests, to have bigger guests, to just try to kind of bring back old friendly faces, to keep things interesting and try to make the best podcast possible for the next 100 episodes, because... I think we have something we're really proud of, but
yeah,
there's always room to evolve and
get hyped. Get hyped for 2017.
Yeah. So a big thank you to everybody for the first 105, 110 episodes.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, first off, before we get into the second half of what this episode is going to be, thanks to everyone for just listening. We appreciate you guys a great deal. And you know, we're about to sing a song that's going to be most likely awful. We are going to sing all, I think it is 63 people who have donated over the last year to the Patreon for the podcast. We're going to sing their name to acoustic guitar.
Sing their name.
Well, mind you, Ben has a history of being a professional singer.
Oh, you just set me up to fail. Set me up to fail so hard right now.
I am awkwardly bad at karaoke.
So. I was going to be all like silly about stuff.
Well, you should be silly. Be silly.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
What
okay.
did you just do, Kessler?
I've done terrible things. All right. So, but before that, just for people who don't want to listen to that, please follow us on Twitter. We are at the MMCast. I'm at Kess Wiley.
I'm at Ben Bateman Media.
And a great deal of thanks to Josh Kim, who has visited us and is now doing the music for us. Where can they find you, Josh?
Zell Tweets.
All right.
Sing it.
Zell Tweets.
There you go.
Sweet. All right. And yeah, oh, and I guess, yeah, importantly, to find us, we are at Patreon at the Patreon/TheMMCast, patreon.com/.
Yeah, the Patreon this next year, there's going to be a lot of stuff changing with it. Good stuff, all positive stuff.
Yeah,
we'll be introducing stuff all throughout the year. So,
all right, let's break this down. Right.
You want to start or should I start? You want to start or should I start?
Benjamin Allen Moore, Div Arnclo, James Anslow.
Simon Ronga, Shane B. Austin, Big.
Chris Berg, Neil Booth, Rob Beauville, Christian Braganza.
Thanks.
Benjamin Bressler, Tom Brewster, Jay Brunstetter.
Sean Burdine, Adrian Camilleri, Brian Campbell.
Joe Cease. Cameron Clark.
Dave.
Dannon. Let's take it back on David Dannenberg. David Dannenberg.
Edward Galligan.
Daniel Heredia.
Brandon Halliman. Nick Harvath.
Graham Housego.
Jack Herbanis. Riley Jones. Luke Kellett.
Lauren Kenner.
Edward Killian.
Eric Landis,
Morgan Lewis,
Daniel Magyar,
Rory Madden,
Stock Maximum,
Neil McCarthy,
Bradley McCready,
Brian McCoo. That felt like an ending.
Kirk Mefford, Joe Money,
Money,
Money, Money, Money,
Bill Morgan,
Money, Money, Money,
Mike Morin.
Daniel O'Connor,
Sheldon Owens,
Mason Parker,
Ryan Perry,
Perry,
Jordan. Jordan Peterson, Andrew Prindle,
Jeff Roberts, James Shearer, Ryan Scottard, Rick Van Dusen,
Scott Vance,
Bronson Wetzel, twice on him, Bronson Wetzel, thanks for the Spell Sky playmats,
Andrew Weep,
Shane
Wong, Daniel
Wyvin, Justin Yo, that was win on Daniel, actually, just as a heads up.
Craig,
Eric.
No last name.
Gabriel,
no last name.
Kitchen table, mtg.com.
Cough, Nick,
Rob.
And these are all the people who have donated to the Patreon this year. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And thanks, Jimmy Wong and Josh Lee Kwai, for partnering with us in the very first place to put out content we thought was awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Glenn Jones, for joining the podcast in the first place. Thanks, Josh Kim. Thanks, Mike Clary, for doing all of our awesome YouTube videos. Thanks for all the people that have helped in the past. Thanks, for everyone, for listening. Thanks, Wizards, for supporting us when they have. And we'll see you guys after Thanksgiving. Eat all of the turkey. Just a big turkey.
Yeah, guys.
For vegetarian people, eat yams and marshmallows. Is that that's
a
eat.
Thing?
Yeah, you've never had yams with just marshmallows on top?
I've had that. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Everyone. I've had that. It's delicious.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for your attention. See you later, alligator.